Chapter 20. Whoosh! A plume of fire rushed towards Ryu like an exploding star. He dove away. A jolt of pain rushed up from the top of his tabi boot. It was on fire. He rolled to the ground, smothering the flames. When it was out, the skin of his left calf showed through the scorched hole in his ninja suit. The masked devil was coming towards him. Its leering face loomed larger, filling the room. Ryu felt paralyzed. Was this repulsive, slobbering, fire-breathing monster really his father? It couldn't be. But what if it was? What if the Jikayu really had the power to make such an incredible transformation? Ryu would have to fight to kill against his own dad. There had to be a way to find out the truth. The mask wasn't just a person. There was some kind of power behind it, some force that gave it life. Ryu knew there was only one hope, one chance to save himself and save his father, if he existed. Ryu had to find the source of that power. He ducked away from another blast. This time, he landed near the door. The door was still open. He ran through. Behind him, the voice of the Jikayo cackled. You can run, Ryu Hayabusa, but you won't get far. You know this is your father. If you come back to get him, you'll die. If you don't come back, I'll get you. And if you were to escape, I'd kill your dad and your red-headed girlfriend. The Jikayo's mechanical laughter pounded in his ears. He ran blindly through the hallway, not knowing where to go. In full stride, he pulled the dragon sword from its scabbard. It had saved him when hope had been lost. It had shown him the way. He had faith that now, somehow, it would guide him. He held out the sword. The tip pointed to the right, down the path of the black stone. It seemed to pull on his hand. Ryu smiled. Someone was on his side. The path wound through the temple, curving, climbing, dipping. Before long, Ryu could hear a noise. It was louder than a roar, longer than an explosion, more desperate than a whine. It seemed to penetrate through his skin to his bones. It came from the end of the corridor, from an open door that sent out a cascade of bright purple light. Ryu approached the room carefully. The dragon sword had not failed him. He couldn't be sure, but this felt like a power source, like a generator that belonged to a great power plant. When he saw what was inside, he was sure. The statue was on a pedestal, the size of a small house. It towered upward, dominating the room. Its body was like that of a massive, powerful man. The face was the face of the masked devil. It opened its mouth. A fireball catapulted out, then another and another. Ryu jumped aside. By now, he was used to that trick. Or so he thought. The fireballs should have crushed to the ground at the spot Ryu had just left. But they didn't. In front of his disbelieving eyes, they were curving in midair, defying gravity. They were missiles of death, and they weren't going to stop until they found their victims.